Previously on The Vampire Diaries.
Three sleeping originals, four coffins. Who is in the lockbox?
Coffin's open.
It's an invitation. I think it's time that we finally meet. Damon won't let me anywhere near her without protection.
What do you need me to do? Better hurry up.
I upset the balance of nature by turning my children into vampires. It's my duty to kill them.
So it's true then? She's forgiven Klaus.
It's true. If I hadn't asked someone to help, you would have tried to be the hero and you would have ruined everything.
Sorry for trying to keep you alive.
Now you're mad at me for including Stefan?
No, I'm mad at you because I love you.
Maybe that's the problem.
Where's Damon?
Being self-destructive, I did something I didn't mean. Did you really not feel anything?
If I let myself care, all I feel is pain.
I called you 10 times last night. We need to talk.
Sorry, I've been busy.
If you're mad at me, Damon, you need to get over it.
No, I'm over it.
Let's not make a big deal out of this.
I thought exactly.
Besides, I expect you'll come calling soon enough.
Let's not hold our breath.
Did you stop taking me for vain?
You think Rebecca had to compel me?
What's wrong with you? She tried to kill me less than 48 hours ago.
We just moved past that, Lily.
So is that how it's going to be now? I hurt your feelings and this is how you lash out at me?
Well, maybe. For once, something I did had nothing to do with you.
You should know that Esther's planning on killing her entire family. She's linked them all together with a spell. Whatever happens to one happens to all of them.
That's great. Klaus will finally be dead. We win. Why do you look like someone just shot a panda bear?
Because to kill Klaus, she has to kill all of them, including Elijah, and he doesn't deserve this.
You're supposed to care about Elijah.
Shouldn't you at least care about Rebecca?
2 seconds ago, you were pissed that she attacked you. It's a win-win. Don't do anything to screw this up, Elena.
Why are you doing this?
He's right, you know. Klaus has to die, they all know.
See? It's democracy in action.
Well, well, well. Thank you, girl.
Get out of my way, Cole.
Out all night. What a scandal. I trust you did better than that commoner. Matt, was it?
you don't shut your mouth, the next thing to come out of it will be your teeth. Don't start, Nick.
I didn't say anything.
I'm bored.
Our sister is a strumpet.
At least she's having fun. I need entertainment.
What are you waiting for? Go on, have at it.
It's fun to go alone. Join me, Nick.
It's the least you could do after sticking a dagger in my heart.
Okay. Why not? I didn't have nearly enough to drink last night. What, was you trying to murder Rebecca's date?
Yes, please go. This house has enough men rolling around in it.
Just like you, Becca.
Good riddance, both of you.
Rebecca.
Not you too, Elijah.
I'm worried about Mother. Have you not noticed her strange behavior?
She's been dead for 1,000 years. What's strange for her?
Burned sage. She was doing a privacy spell.
You know, she fancies such things. Why you ask Finn? He's been doting on her.
I don't trust Finn. He hates what we are. He always has.
It's not true. And as for Mother, she returned for one reason. To make her family whole. She loves us. What trouble are you looking to find?
He was gloating. Like, actual gloat. Like he was proud of himself for sleeping with her. Is it working?
Not working. I can hear every word you're saying about Damon the Vampire Gigolo.
I don't know. It's a tricky spell.
When Esther did it, she kept the sage burning. There was a lot more smoke.
All right. Try it again. Speaking of Esther, you should know she came to see me in the Abbey this morning.
And all this time you let me vent about Damon?
I don't want you to worry.
Okay, well, what did she want?
She wanted to introduce herself. Abby and I helped bring her back. She's channeling our entire ancestral bloodline for power. I think she thought she was being polite.
Okay, well, is there a way to stop her from channeling you?
Even if there was, why would I want that?
I just keep thinking. Before the sun and the moon ritual, Elijah found a way to keep me alive.
And now I'm in the exact same position. And I'm just gonna let him die? It just doesn't feel right.
Okay. First of all, this privacy spell is totally not working. Second, Elena, you are not doing this. Esther is doing this.
There's no time to change your mind, Elena. He'll be dead by the end of the night.
What?
It's a full moon. Esther needs to harness the energy of a celestial event. She asked me and Abby to join her.
Join me for a little victory drink. You should wait until Klaus is dead. Ugh, why are you so extra broody? Didn't you see the way we stood up to Elena?
I like you on my team. Must have driven her nuts.
You still think she's gonna screw this up, don't you?
Think somebody needs to talk to her? She's not gonna listen to anything I say.
Is it because of your little sweet booger?
Not my fault she decided to get jealous.
Well, given who you chose to sleep with, I would say it's 100% your fault.
Whatever. Did you a favor. Now you can come in and sweep her off her feet.
Nah. She's better off without me. Cheers, I'm better off without you.
Fine. Neither one of us gets her. Just make sure she doesn't screw up Esther's plan. Elena.
Elijah.
I don't mean to intrude. I was hoping you might accompany me. I want to show you something. Forgot how much I miss this land.
I can't even imagine what it must have been like 1,000 years ago.
You know, your school was built over an Indian village? Where I saw my first werewolf. The town square was where the natives would gather to worship. Matter of fact, near that was, there was a field where wild horses used to graze.
That's incredible.
Come.
Do you know this place too?
I do. Below us is a cavern I used to play in as a boy. It connects to a system of tunnels that stretch across the entire area.
Perhaps it's nature's way of providing us with shelter against the savagery of the full moon. My mother said, there must be a balance.
I should probably go home.
I admire you, Elena. You remind me of qualities I valued long before my mother turned us. It's not in your nature to be deceitful, and yet, when I asked you about your meeting with my mother the other night, you lied to my face.
It's not true. I told you that all your mother wanted was a new start.
I can hear your heartbeat.
It jumps when you're being dishonest. When you lied to me at the ball, you are lying to me now.
Tell me the truth.
I never wanted this to happen.
What, Elena?
We were told that whatever was going to be in that coffin was going to kill Klaus. When we found out that it was your mother, we didn't know what to think.
Since her return, she said she only wants his family whole again.
When she asked to see me, I thought that maybe she could help. That she would find a way to kill Klaus. It's not just Klaus that she wants to kill.
She wants to kill us all, doesn't she? She wants to undo the evil she created.
I'm sorry, Masha. I wish there was something I could do to help.
You know, one thing I've learned in my time on this earth. Be careful what you wish for.
Well, she's not answering her phone.
Well, I'm surprised you have time to call with all this original sex you've been having.
Oh, she told you?
Oh, she told me.
Oh, really? Did she also tell you that she's having an attack of conscience about this whole original murder thing?
Hey, listen, I'm not going to judge her for having a conscience.
Well, you don't have to judge her. Just tie her up. Lock her in a room till this is over.
Well, I wouldn't if I could, and I can't because I'm busy.
Busy doing what?
Don't worry about it.
Are you with the sexy psycho doctor?
Goodbye, Damon.
Sorry about that.
Does he still think I'm a serial killer?
He's a little judgmental.
Speaking of, your x-rays were inconclusive. Your knife wound was already semi-healed. It's impossible to tell anything about whoever stabbed you. Short, tall, left-handed, right-handed, no clue.
Well, what about my head? Why can't I remember anything about the attack?
Your CT scans were clear. Maybe you were compelled to forget.
Wait. You think the killer's a vampire?
There are no other suspects. It's the obvious conclusion.
Oh, come on now. Let's not go blaming the new family in town just because you lot have got yourselves a killer at large. Don't mind us. My brother and I are just here to let off some steam, Michael.
Right.
Who's the creepy Loki guy? That's your son, Ben. He's a vampire. Oh. Wonder what your grand thinks about the part we're playing in all this balance of nature stuff. She's probably on the other side, screaming about getting involved with vampire business.
Bennett Witches, thank you for coming.
I could think of no better allies than the woman who sent Michael into his long sleep and the girl who fought Niklaus so bravely.
Why exactly did you invite us here?
You are the descendants of the witch Ayana. She was a great mentor of mine, and I think it's only fitting that I draw from her bloodline.
So are you channeling our ancestors?
I draw from the entirety of the Bennett bloodline, living and dead. The connection affords me great power, although it is somewhat difficult to maintain, which is why I require you, mother and daughter, the bloodline made manifest. Tonight, my sisters, we shall bring peace to the spirits of nature that we serve, and for that, I thank you.
What are you doing here?
Not much. Unless you try to run. In which case, I get to kill you.
You can't find her anyway. Who is Stefan?
Here's Elena.
Actually, she's with Rebecca. As you can imagine, my sister's just dying to tear her throat out. So, if you want to save Elena's life, I need you to help me stop my mother.
I'm a little embarrassed to admit, but when it comes to killing thousand-year-old resurrected witches, I'm a little rusty.
Yes, unfortunately, even when killed, my mother doesn't seem to want to stay dead. Not with the spirits of nature at her side.
So what are we supposed to do?
Witches that release my mother. She's drawing her power from their bloodline. That line needs to be broken.
Broken? Yeah, he means... You want us to kill them?
You know, I'd do it myself, but I've absolutely no idea where they are. Besides seeing me, they'd immediately know my intent. They won't expect to be harmed by the likes of you. In any case, you have until 6 minutes after 9 to find them.
Oh, how super specific of you.
By 9:07, the moon will be full. My mother will have the power she needs to kill me and my family. If you do not stop her before then, Rebecca will kill Elena.
So we all have our timeline. I suggest you get started.
All right, love, now look into the camera.
What are you doing?
Shooting a picture to inspire your boyfriends. Why don't you tell them how delightful it is being stuck in a hole with your biggest fan?
I guess you think I had this coming, huh? After what I did to you.
You know, I don't know what I want more. To find out we're saved, or to find out it's all right to kill you.
This isn't my fault. I wanted to get rid of Klaus at one point. So did you. I didn't believe Mom was planning on killing all of you.
Do you think I want to spend what could be the last few hours of my life having idle chit-chat with a girl who literally stabbed me in the back? Of course not. But for some reason, everybody seems to want to bend over backwards to save your life, which is incredibly annoying, but makes you the perfect hostage. So why don't you sit down and shut up before I ruin everything by ripping your head off?
Clock's ticking.
You know, we brainstorm a plan, and you're too busy fixing a snack.
We need to call Bonnie. There's got to be a way for her to stop Esther from channeling all that power.
A, what if she's with Esther? B, what if she can't cut her off? C, I don't know how any of this stuff works. And D, neither do you.
You got a better plan?
Worst case scenario, simple mechanics. Can't draw power from a dead battery.
Kill him.
If it comes to that.
Gotta be another way.
Well, what if I told you I had a less diabolical plan?
You want a day though, aren't you?
Well, they're all linked. One goes down, they all go down. The witches live. Lane is safe. Problem solved.
We don't know that'll affect Klaus.
Ironically, Klaus isn't our current problem.
Dagger's lethal to any vampire who uses it.
Well, I just so happen to know someone crazy enough to give it a shot.
Yeah, no, they're still here. Yeah, they've drank their way through half the group's liquor supply.
Good.
It'd be easier if they're wasted.
So what's the plan?
Divide and conquer.
First, we'll need a little blonde distraction.
I remember her from last night.
She looks like a taste.
Say another word and I'll tear out of your liver.
Caroline.
Oh, it's you.
Us for a drink.
I'd rather die of thirst. Thanks.
She's stunning.
She certainly looks good walking away from you.
I'll take that as a challenge.
Caroline!
Are you serious? Take a hint.
Don't be angry, love. We had a little spat. I'm over it already.
Oh, well, I'm not.
How can I quit myself?
you and your expensive jewelry and your romantic drawings can leave me alone.
Oh, come on. Take a chance, Caroline. Talk to me. Come on, get to know me. I dare you.
Fine. So what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about you. Your hopes, your dreams, everything you want in life.
Just to be clear, I'm too smart to be seduced by you.
Well, that's why I like you.
The pentagram represents our connection to magic. The salt is a symbol of the earth.
Any torches?
5 torches. 1 torch of my children.
What's the spell you're doing?
As the witch who cast the spell that made them vampires, I can also reverse it.
When they become human again, they can be killed. As they are linked as one, my brave Finn will be the sacrifice. With his death will come theirs.
And you're just willing to die?
My mother's released me from an eternity of shame. It's not a sacrifice, it's a gift.
A woman of your caliber, she's more suitable company.
What's her name, Wolf?
None of your business.
Let's try that again. I'll start. I'm Cole.
Why don't you get lost, Cole?
And why would I do that? I like pretty little things with sharp tongues.
I'm pretty sure she told you to get lost. I'm pretty sure I don't care. Next time, take a hint.
Something's wrong.
What is it?
What did you do?
Nothing.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. Stop it.
Call. You're traveling.
Tell the sexy doctor good work.
I should have killed you months ago.
Do it. It's not going to stop Esther from killing you.
What did you say about my mother?
You didn't know I was friends with your mummy?
Yeah, we have a lot in common. She hates you as much as I do.
Leave it!
We still need to meet us.
What did Mother do? What did she do, Elijah?
You tell me where the witches are, I'll have my sister killed later right now. You told me right until after 9.
I'm sure Rebecca would be more than happy to start her work early.
Won't matter. I could chase you down on my worst day. You little bitch. What is this?
Sorry. No vampires allowed.
No.
Listen, Elena's still out there. I need to go find her.
Shut up. Stay seated. You might have a concussion.
So this is your place, huh? Kind of a slob.
Housekeeping is not high on my priority list.
I see that.
Look at me. Pupillary response is normal. You might have a broken rib.
That kind of sucks, getting my ass kicked on a date.
That's what you get, picking fights with guys 30 times your age. Rest. Damon and Stefan are going to take care of Elena. I am going to take care of you.
So how do we know they're going to be at the old witch house?
We don't. But if they're not, then we have about 10 minutes till Rebecca tears Elena apart.
And if we sit this out, Esther completes her spell, Klaus dies, you get your revenge, it's what you wanted the whole time. The only collateral damage is
Elena.
You know what you'd choose.
She'd let herself be killed to save a friend.
Yep.
If we do this, it'll wreck her.
Oh, she'll hate us. Thing is, she'll hate one of us. Only one of us has to do the actual deed.
So, who's he gonna be, brother?
Well, heads, I do it. Tails, you do it.
Awful lot of effort for someone who pretends not to care about her anymore.
Pot kettle, brother.
Spontaneous. It's probably why Damon likes me so much. Here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna come outside. Or you're gonna stay in there and burn. Match is landing on you. So, Elena, how does it feel to know that these may be your last moments? I don't know, you tell me. You're the one whose mother is trying to kill you. You should be very careful what you say to me. You're still wearing your necklace. Do you want it? Is that your last request here? It's all yours. She's not doing this because she hates you, Rebecca. She told me that she just doesn't have another choice. Spare me your pity, Elena. We're not girlfriends. You want me to prove it? Just say the word. You're not gonna do it. And why is that? Because there's still a chance that you might be alive tomorrow. And if that's the case, and you kill me now, you'll have used up all of your revenge. Wasted it. And isn't that what you want? Revenge? Because I pretended to like you. And then I stuck a dagger in your back. I mean, that's why you slept with Damon, isn't it? That's why you're tormenting me? Because I hurt your feelings. It's tough act doesn't suit you. You never said I was tough. We both know that I'm right.
They're coming, Mother.
No, it's too soon. The moon is not high enough. Go, quickly.
My sons, come forward.
Stay beside me.
That's okay. They can't enter.
That's lovely. We're stuck out here while the favorite son plays sacrificial lamb. How pathetic you are, Finn.
Be quiet, Cole. Your brother knows virtue you cannot even imagine.
Whatever you think of us, killing your own children would be an atrocity.
My only regret
is that I did not let you die 1,000 years ago.
Enough. All this talk is boring me. End this now, Mother, or I'll send you back to hell.
For 1,000 years, I've been forced to watch you.
Felt the pain of every victim. Suffered while you shed blood. Even you, Elijah, with your claim to nobility, you know better. All of you. You're a curse on this earth. Stretched out over generations. If you've come to plead for your life, sorry. You've wasted your time.
This place has some serious vibe in it.
How much spirits will protect us from the originals, but we should get into the basement. Abby! Stefan, what's going on?
They took Elaine, and they're going to kill her unless we stop Esther.
Stefan, I can't stop her. She's channeling us.
Ronnie, if you can't stop her, I have to find another way.
What are you going to do? Even if you kill us, Esther's channeling every witch in our ancestry, living and dead.
Esther's drawing from the witches, and the only way to cut her off is if one of you is no longer a witch.
Hold on a second.
No. Witches! Do not abandon me!
You can come out now. Seems your boys took care of the problem.
How did they do that?
Damon turned your witch friend's mother into a vampire.
What?
Quite clever, actually. Then you used to sever the witch line and, well, you can't be a witch and a vampire. In any case, you're free to go. Oh, and, by the way, you were right. I do prefer taking my time watching you suffer. Much more satisfying.
She doesn't want to see you.
Please just let me talk to her.
Abby's in transition. It's going to be really hard over the next few days, and if Bonnie needs some time to deal, then I think you should give it to her.
She's always been there for me, Carolyn.
Please, let me just be there for her, too. I'm sorry, Elena. I know that you want to help, but put yourself in her shoes. Everything that happened tonight was to save you. And that's okay, because she loves you so much. But
somehow she's always the one who gets hurt.
Yes, Mom, you're right.
I just tell her that I love her, okay? Of course I will.
Elijah kept his word. Rebecca let her go.
Good. I was right in the world again.
I lost that coin toss, Damon.
Should have been me who turned at me. Why'd you do it?
Because I'm not blind. I see what's been going on around here. Paying by threats, Stefan, barely over your last ripper binge, and all you want is to be the old Stefan again.
That part of me is gone for good.
Oh, yeah? How long has it been since you had a drop of human blood?
How'd you know?
It's been 146 years with someone, you kind of start to pick up on their tells. Answer the question, how long has it been since your last drink?
Since the night I threatened to drive Elaine off the Wickery Bridge.
See? You have enough to feel guilty about. Why add to the list? By the way, you're welcome.
You know, you're not fooling anyone either.
You still love her, Damon.
I do.
I thought I could win it from you fair and square. She didn't want me. It's for the best. I'm better at being the bad guy anyway.
I've been caught here long enough. I've been caught here long enough. I'm ready.
Elena. Today I did things I abhor to protect the one thing I value most. My family. If anyone can understand it, it's you. Your compassion is a gift, Elena. Carry it with you. And that will carry my regret. Always and forever. Elijah.
How is everyone?
It's over, Rebecca.
Where's Mother?
We have no mother. Only Esther. And Esther was right.
What do you mean?
All my talk of virtue. When it suits my needs, I kill, maim, and torment. And today I terrorize an innocent.
Elena is hardly innocent.
And I used your hatred of her to get what I wanted. Wielded you like I would a sword. A sister.
She's here to protect us, Elijah, and rightly so. We deserve to live. We are better than they are.
Aren't we? Mother made us vampires. She didn't make us monsters. We did that to ourselves.
You've gone by now. Elijah's leaving. Cole's fled. Esther and Finn are gone too.
I hated you when I learned you killed our mother. But I realize now that after 1,000 years together as a family, you're the only one who never left me.
Aren't we a pair?
There's something I think you need to see.
Come to brag about your skills as a torturer.
Look at the images on the wall behind Elena. The natives told the story of our family history. Look at the images on the far wall.
What is it?
A
a native worshipping at the Great White Oak Tree.
We burned that tree to the ground.
Look at the markings that precede it. That's the native calendar.
It's got to be right.
The White Oak Tree, 300 years after we fled back to the old world. There must have been a sapling, a new tree to replace the old. That tree could kill us. It's not over, Nick.
Supposed to see that.